Major League Baseball, MLB, has lifted the posthumous ban on former Cincinnati Reds manager Pete Rose, enabling his eligibility for the Baseball Hall of Fame for the first time since his 1989 suspension for betting on games involving his own team. The announcement by Commissioner Rob Manfred, made on the eve of Pete Rose Day in Cincinnati, marks a major shift in MLB's approach to lifetime bans. The decision also retroactively clears those implicated in the 1919 Black Sox scandal, including shoeless Joe Jackson. Manfred stated that Rose's original ineligibility resulted from a settlement agreement, not a formal commissioner-issued ban, and asserted the lifting aligns with the intentions of former commissioner Bart Giamatti, who had suspended Rose. The lifetime ban was itself a severe punishment, Manfred said, denying that political influence from figures such as Donald Trump factored into the decision. Rose, who died in September 2024 at age 83, accumulated a record 4,256 hits during his career. While his on-field achievements were considerable, his legacy has been marred by a long-denied gambling scandal, tax evasion conviction, and a statutory rape allegation detailed in a 2017 court document. The decision has been sharply criticized by Marcus Giamatti, son of the late commissioner, who warned that the move undermines the integrity of the sport. "Without integrity, I believe the game of baseball, as we know it, will cease to exist," he revealed. Rose will now be eligible for nomination to the Hall of Fame's Classic Baseball Era Committee in 2027, but would still require 12 of 16 votes from a panel including former players, executives, writers, and historians. The Hall of Fame has yet to confirm whether it will amend its 1991 rule disqualifying players with permanent bans, leaving Rose's actual induction far from certain.